And today we're going to talk about the reconstruction of the Welcome to Boone, Please Stay, Try Boone, You'll Stay Arch. The reconstruction of the arch. George Eckstein really started pushing this, a couple of months ago, and joining us today to talk about it, Holly Stecker's back. Holly, good to have you back. Thank you. And then we've got Dave Cook over here, too. Dave joined her. Thanks for coming.
Well, thanks, Jim. We appreciate you giving us the time to talk about the historic arch and the potential of bringing it back to Boone.
So I know you've been involved with how'd you get brought up into this time? I know you were initially, when we were talking many years ago, Rotary wanted to do a project, and really you were looking on the south end of town for the same project.
Right. So this goes back to 2011 when Rotary first proposed reconstructing the downtown arch. And for those people who aren't familiar with this project, this arch used to stand at the corner of 9th and Story Street, and it was built to welcome travelers and visitors to Boone and encourage them to make Boone their home, which is why the Try Boone, You'll Stay originally appeared on that arch. But Rotary wanted to bring that back, and at the time it was going to be at Highway 30 and South Story Street to welcome visitors. And obviously we have a train there now, and so we're really excited that that George and Holly basically have brought this project back up, and we hope, I know in the case of Rotary, we're doing everything we can to make it happen, and I hope there are a lot of people in the community that will do the same.
Okay. Holly, one of the things that we want people need to know, George actually, he's really the driving force, and he came to you and said, could this be something that we could get downtown Boone behind?
That's right. I believe he's worked on this project for about a year. He's went through the process with the city and the engineering and architectural designs. And just as I came onto downtown in November, he brought the project. And through the grant process, we need a fiduciary pass-through, and Main Street made a great partner.
That's part of why Main Street's here. You can do these things.
Yep.
So, again, he did get some funds raised. I know he's got commitments from a number of different sources. We still have a little bit of a funding gap. We'll talk about that in a moment. But where are we at? What's happening? Because, Dave, I know you've been out and been able to gather some more information on this. And for people that don't know the history, we can give them a little bit of a highlight.
Okay.
Now, I know it was here at 9th and Store because basically it kind of faced to the north, and that the rail was... A lot of people came by rail in those days.
Right, and so the original arch was designed and paid for by the Boone Business Club, which would have been the forerunner, if you will, of the Chamber of Commerce. And it was the Boone Business Club was a local business booster organization that aimed to promote the town and attract visitors and new residents and businesses. And prior to the arch being built, they held a contest, and they were looking for a slogan. And the winner, I believe, and I hope there's some history buffs in Boone that will help kind of fill in the blanks here, but I believe the woman's name was Mrs. Carswell, who won that contest and received $10 for her slogan, "Try Boone, You'll Stay." And what's remarkable is now, 110 years later, we're going to bring that back because, Try Boone, You'll Stay. What it communicates to people is that Boone is a place that when you get here, you'll never want to leave. And that's a great way to kind of distinguish Boone from other places that people could choose to spend their time.
So they went to work on this arch up here. And yes, there was less underground stuff at the time, so it was a little easier to put it in up here, but got it in place and it was lighted. That was something that they came
it to our understanding, and again, the history buffs out there can correct us if they've got more information, but our understanding is that it was one of the first electrified signs in the Boone area.
Okay.
Yeah, Jim, it had 440 incandescent bulbs and was powered by a generator that was purchased at the World's Fair that was brought to Boone, I believe, by the Geppinger family. And so that's another really interesting part of the history of this arch, is that it represents an historic perspective for a lot of different reasons. But just like it, the original, this arch will not only carry the Tri Boone You'll Stay slogan, but it will also be lit at night as well.
Okay. Again, a little bit on the history of it, of course. So it stood there, 40 some years or so before they used it for salvage?
Our understanding is that it was dismantled during World War II as yep. part of the national effort to recycle iron and steel for tanks and mm-hmm. Trucks and everything else that were iron and steel were needed. So the arch, while it was recycled, it went to a good use and something that helped the United States during World War II.
Okay. So, Dave, about 2011 or so, Rotary kind of came up with an idea. Let's bring this back.
So that was an idea that the club had tossed around, and we started working on it. And we're just so excited to see that
it didn't go away. The idea did not go away.
That others in Main Street and people who have spent their life here, like George, see the value in bringing it back.
Okay. So now we've been working up to this point. What's been happening up to this point with this? I know. Who wants to go on here? Holly, give us a little rundown.
Well, I'd like to thank the City of Boone and the endless, countless hours that Waylon has spent scoping and checking out all of the different sites. I know if you asked five people, they'd probably have five different answers where the location may be. But through Waylon and the Public Works time, the location will be 5th and Story, and it's been determined that that is the best location underground. Also mentioned, the footings for this will be 18 feet deep and 3 feet round. So just all of
it's rather substantial.
That's yeah. Very substantial.
Well, from an engineering standpoint, you can just imagine that a structure that spans across Story Street.
84 feet.
84 feet. This is an enormous structure. And one of the things that I'm most excited about, and I know Holly is and George as well, is the fact that there are so many local trades and local companies that are working to make this happen.
So, yeah, and for those that don't, Waylon Andrews Public Works, there is a lot of underground. I mean, over the years, things got buried. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of underground infrastructure. Yep. People would say, well, it should be back at its original location. Well, structurally, you could probably, I didn't even know if you could do it on the west side here because you got all the traffic control box stuff going there. So,
and the location sites that we looked at throughout downtown, really we get into the visual congestion with the street lights and DOT requirements with the lights as well.
5th and Story, pretty much an open shot, especially looking down if you're looking to the north.
And it's sort of a hilltop. So as you can look down the hill and see downtown as well.
I think visually it's going to be just fantastic as you're coming into downtown. This will become, you will drive under the arch and it will welcome people into that Main Street area and into downtown Boone.
I know George, and in fact, George and Fred Griner, a couple of went around to a few places and again, garnering support for this, but we still need more.
Yes, so the project total is somewhere between 150 and 160. We are 80% funded, and I think the key takeaway here is we are nearly at 100 individual donations, leaving us at the average donation of $530. So I think it really shows the community's support, all of the different partnerships, and that there is a big drive to see something, that a legacy project like this come to Boone.
Things like this. Okay, so I want to go back to the Main Street part of this, mm-hmm. too, because for Main Street, obviously, it's made up a lot of different things. But the big thing for Main Street is community support. Mm-hmm. So if people would like to individually help support the effort, and I'm sure there have been individual donations that have been received as well.
Oh, yeah.
What's the best way for people to do that?
So I would love to see everyone stop in the chamber. My office is located at 903 Story Street. We can discuss you know individual mm-hmm. questions on the arch and whatnot, but again, you could stop in my office and drop off a check. You can visit our website and donate online via Downtown Boone, iowa.com, as well as our Facebook page.
All right, so
Jim, one of the things that I think is exciting, so there will actually be four plaques mm-hmm. on the base of the arch. Mm-hmm. So one will be describing the history of the arch. Mm-hmm. One will carry a quote from Becky Eckstein that talks about the lights of Boone, which is just a terrific quote. And then there will be two plaques that will recognize donors. And those donors that will be recognized, those donors who give between 500 and 999 will be recognized, as well as those who give 1,000 to 4,999. And then we have a small group of donors who have given more than 5,000. And all of those donors will be recognized. And so we want to encourage people, if you want to help make this happen in Boone, help the Boone community bring back this historic arch, and something that, you know, it's like the welcome train. It's something that's going to become iconic to Boone, that people will be taking their picture in front of this. And if you want to be a part of that, I would just want to encourage you, drop a check by the chamber and help us make this happen. We've got a little bit more money to raise, but we would really appreciate your consideration.
I know that one thing is, George went around when he was doing his initial presentations, and here's my idea, and these are the people I'd like to be involved. You mentioned a lot of local trades involved. In fact, I think just about everybody, mm-hmm. just about the whole thing is going to be done locally.
Yes. Premier Fabrication is producing and manufacturing all of the steel is sitting in his shop right now. They'll go to work on July 2nd. Additionally, Mid-State Steel supplied the steel. Enterprise Electric is doing all of the electrical, of course, and Yocum Fabrication will do metal work as well, and a little plug for Sticker Concrete.
Yep, it'd be pouring some big footings.
Really big footings.
How big a footing can you do? Now, but it is one of those where it is a lot of collaboration locally mm-hmm. to go forward with this. And we're so, obviously you hear from Chad, but what about the others as you talk to them? Do they have an excitement about this, about being part of it?
Yes. And Joe would tell you this, as we were out there at Premier Fabrication when the steel first came in, he had initially declined the job. He wasn't really interested and didn't think it would fit with the work that he wanted to do. And George left that day, and Joe thought about it for a little bit, and he said, this is a really cool project. This is something that will be a legacy, will last in Boone for a very long time, and really wanted to be a part of it.
So good. And that's part of it too. You got people that are excited about being a part of it too. So,
well, I just know that, you know, George Eckstein knows that I had a passion for this, but I also knew that George had a passion. And you know, when people start to work on this, you start to realize that you're going to be working on something that is going to become iconic to the city of Boone. And it does have a historical tie back to something that originally was here. On December the 15th, it'll be 110 years. And so the fact that the work that Holly and George and everybody else is doing. The goal is to have that dedicated by Pufferbilly Days of this year.
Okay, I was going to just ask, what's our timing look like here now? And that's the goal, is to get it by the, well, mid part of September.
The goal, and we're saying it into the ether, so it will happen. September 18th will be the dedication. That will be the Thursday before Pufferbilly Days kicks off on Friday.
All right.
Pretty exciting.
Big kickoff. And again, a lot of, well, people will be seeing a lot of work that will have to be done in conjunction with that as we get. I know Waylon's always apprehensive, but as he always is when people are going to be digging underground and there's a lot of utilities around and things like that. But if people thought there was a lot of one call and pavement markings before, wait until this starts up. Right now the goal is to have it facing basically to the south, but at 5th and Story.
5th and Story, yes.
And it'll be on the north side of the intersection.
Correct. And the sign will read from both sides.
Okay.
So you'll read Tribune, you'll stay as you head south, as well as when you're heading north.
So I don't know if they had that on the original or not, but we've got it on this one anyway. So, and you've had a chance to go see some of the work that's been going on so far.
And yeah.
Is it impressive?
It is impressive. And when you just see the raw steel at Premier, and you realize this building, their building is about 180 by 120. Mm-hmm. And as Joe has described to us, it will be basically, it will take up the better part of that building as they are constructing it. The actual arch will be constructed in three pieces and then moved down to move to downtown. Which will then be put together, I guess, like an erector set. But, you know, I think
there
people are going to be...
There will be a crane involved.
People are going to be surprised about the scale of this. And that's one of the reasons why it will become something that will help to define Boone going forward.
Mm-hmm. And from the downtown Boone, Main Street, powered by Main Street, but from that standpoint, really... It is. It does set your stage, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. It really does. As I mentioned, you can read it on the as you're driving north and as you're going south. I look at it as an aloha, which is hello and goodbye.
Yeah. And once again, that's just one of the parts. So we've got a lot of people involved with this. Support, that's the big thing. Getting some financial support as well. And people... If they need to find out more, again, the best way right now would be just check on the website and for Downtown Boone, or go to Facebook, right?
Yep.
Downtown Boone Facebook.
Or stop and visit.
Yep. You know,
and
like get the story out.
Rotary has submitted a grant to help support this. And, you know, it's just great to see how many people in the community are getting behind this to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. All right. And more on the history. Should people have some of those particulars on the history? Because I know George collected a lot of it. We have had a lot of other spots where people have picked up some things. What do they do if they come out with information on this? Who should they get a hold of? Again, get a hold of Holly, get a hold of you?
Absolutely. They can even feed it to you, Jim.
Okay.
But, you know, I've been excited over the last month. Lisa and I like to have breakfast at the Whistle Stop on Saturday morning, and this frequently comes up now as people are hearing more about it, and I think it's just the beginning, because over the next few months, it's going to become the talk of the town.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch the whole thing go forward, and again, we know that it is going to be dedicated. I'm looking at the calendar, the 18th, which is the Thursday at the... Basically, the start of Pufferbilly Days this year.
Yep.
And that'll be the dedication, and we'll all have a good time. It's going to be interesting to see everything come together and to go. Because I'm guessing that like the electrical and everything goes up after it's up there and things like that. I assume. I don't know. But they've had people that stepped up for the design, for the work on everything else that's going on, and quite a collaboration of effort on that, too. So.
And there's even at the base, the base will basically be a limestone base. Mm-hmm. Will cover the structure that supports the arch, and, you know,
with
just
a historical flair with the limestone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it'll be something that people can be really proud of.
All right. Again, we're visiting with Holly Stecker and Dave Cook about the reconstruction of our Tribune Yule Stay Arch. Once again, George Eckstein picked up the mantle and brought it forward, and now we're continuing to push forward. And again, Holly, if people want to contribute, if they want to help support the effort, contact Chamber office contact you at the Chamber office.
Yep.
That's where your office is located, and they can stop in and visit if they want to, and that's a very easy way to get the direct answers that you need. Thanks so much for coming in and joining us today, and keep my fingers crossed everything keeps going forward, and we end up having a great dedication on September 18th.
Well, Jim, we appreciate your support.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.